How's it going, Roger?
Not well, huh?
Barney's files are totally screwed up.
Okay, what's the problem?
The file on prostitution.
Yeah?
It's empty.
Doesn't seem possible.
Nick had them filed according to specialty. C for call girls, S for street walkers, M for massagers, and T for...
Tarts?
Trollops?
Twins.
An inscrutable little scamp.
Barney? Some more bogus notes here. Same high quality as the others.
Any purchases we can check them against? Camera, stereo, nothing?
Nope. Just staples. Loaf of bread, dozen eggs.
I don't understand it. That would take an awful lot of purchases to produce enough change to make an operation like this worthwhile.
I looked through all those pictures, and the guy that passed me that funny money, He ain't in there.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Becker. Oh, Mr. Becker, this is Captain Miller. Mr. Becker.
Pleased to meet you, Captain.
Mr. Becker.
I got a description, Barney, and it's in circulation now, so...
Fine. Thank you, Mr. Becker. We appreciate your cooperation. Only wish there were more citizens like you. Thank you.
Oh, hey, by the way, where do I get my money?
I beg your pardon?
Well, you know, the reimbursement for that fake stuff I brought in.
I'm afraid there is no reimbursement, Mr. Becker. Didn't Sergeant Harris explain the implications of your cooperation?
I save it till last, Barney. That's a bad habit I got.
Barney, there's a disturbance over at the Medical Arts Center on 14th. I'll take it.
Those files will still be here when you get back.
Okay.
Take a uniform.
All right.
Now, let me get this thing straight. If I had kept this money and then passed it off to some other jerk, then I wouldn't be out anything.
Right.
But if I do my duty like a good citizen, report it, turn the money in, then I'm out $36.
Right.
Oh. No, I got it. You know, they never tell you about these little things in the civics class.
I'm sorry.
All they ever tell you is you should vote in every election and that everybody is entitled to a little justice.
There is no justice in or out of court. Clarence Darrow.
But holding the law is everybody's business. Dick Tracy, Crime Stoppers textbook.
It's good to be back in harness again, you know, huh? Yeah, I want to thank all of you. I thank all of you from the bottom of exactly slightly defective little old ticker of mine, huh?
I was never expected to see you.
What, to pull through?
No! Huh? Be up and around so soon.
Oh, well,
I did. Just my familiarity with modern post-cardiac care. They want to get you out and exercise your weak heart muscles.
Dietrich.
Inspector.
Dietrich, after all, it is my heart condition.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to steal your thunder.
See any officer, Minabonny?
Sure.
Thank you. Wise guy, know it all.
Yours.
I don't want to. I want to see this butcher locked up.
Butcher? Who you calling a butcher? Look, I'm a doctor.
Oh, you got two jobs now, huh? Big deal.
Hey, hey, put a lid on it.
Yeah, that goes for me, too. Best to be consistent in these matters.
Here we go, would you? Well, this is Robert Lavelle, and this is Dr. Rene Boudreau.
Dr. Boudreau? What's the problem?
This hack mutilated my wife.
Hey. No, I improved your wife.
Okay, okay. Come on. Improved?
Yeah, Dr. Boudreau's a plastic surgeon.
Ah.
So he worked on Mr. Lavelle's wife.
Looks like he worked on her with a jackhammer.
Mr. Lavelle went down there and took a punch at him. By the time we got there, they were rolling around the waiting room.
Mm-hmm, and he broke one of my early American lamps. Ah, he's nothing but a big bruiser.
My, my, aren't we savage?
All right.
Joe, you want to take care of Mr. Lavelle? And Dr. Boudreau, Sergeant Dietrich will take your statement.
We're here, Doc.
Let's get it, Val. Come on, let's go.
Will there be anything else, sir?
No, Levitt, that'll be all.
Sir! I just...
Oh, Bonnie.
You understand.
Yes, sir. Priorities. Detectives dump on the uniforms. Captains dump on the detectives. And the commissioner dumps on everybody. You know that balance of nature stuff? It stinks.
I tell you what. You get hit with something like this, you know, it makes you stop for a minute. It makes you step back and take a long, hard look at this crazy quilt we call life.
It's true.
Pardon me, Bon?
I said, yes, that's right, that's true. I guess, sooner or later, we all contemplate our mortality.
Well put, Bonnie. That's just what Agnes says. Who? Agnes, my lady friend.
Oh, right, yes, Agnes.
Well, she doesn't use a fancy language like you do. She, how did she put it? She says, life is like a merry-go-round. Sometimes we get on, nice smooth ride. And sometimes motor goes out of control, get thrown off your pony, right onto your keister.
Agnes said that.
That's why I want to talk to you about it, Bonnie.
Okay, what's your occupation?
I run my own import business. Right, I was in Korea buying baskets. And this joker carved up my wife.
Hey, your wife did consent to it, right?
Oh, she signed a paper. That's what you mean.
That's what I mean.
That woman will sign anything. Petitions to ban the bomb, stop pollution, save the baby seals. It's depraved, isn't it?
Real sick.
Yeah.
On the other hand, Bonnie, now she can cook a little. She don't make a whole lot of noise when she eats. She's got some other good qualities, too.
Yeah, I'm sure she does.
Well, bye.
Well, Inspector?
Well, there's the evidence. What's your verdict? What do you think?
About what?
About me and Agnes getting engaged.
Inspector... It's not my place or anyone else's for that matter to make that kind of decision.
Well, you must have an opinion, for heaven's sakes.
My opinion, if any, doesn't matter.
Yes.
Barney.
Inspector, you all right?
Oh, no, just fine. Just fine. Honest. Really, really. Must have been some of that sour yogurt coming back up again.
Bond, there were some bad bills passed out on Lexington over at a laundry. The owner says he knows who gave them to him.
All right, check it out. Take a uniform.
Yeah. Inspector, can I get you anything? Some water, something?
No, I'm fine. Fine, thanks. Really, really are. Very lucky man.
I used to have my good health, my good friends. Thank God I still got my good friends.
Got the quarterly inventories here. Where do you want me to put them? Keeping in mind my rank as you answer.
I think I'm right here.
See Luger around?
Yeah, he said he was going out to lunch.
Oh, good.
In here, ma'am. You better watch your step with those glasses on.
Thank you very much.
Lisa?
Robert! What are you doing in jail? With my doctor.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello. I'm Captain Miller.
Yes. What's this all about? Why are Robert and Renee in that cell?
Renee?
They're both being held on assault charges.
What is going on here, Robert?
Lisa.
There's no need to air our dirty linen in public, Lisa.
Oh, I do not believe this. I do not believe this.
Lisa, I think you should know the truth. He came to my office to beat me up.
Robert, is that true?
Yes, it's true. Mm-hmm. What am I supposed to do, stand idly by while some perverted surgeon talks you into mutilating yourself?
You implying I'm perverted?
God knows what you've done to yourself.
Okay.
Could I just see my husband alone? Oh, don't look at me.
Dietrich?
Anything else, sir?
No, Levitt, that'll be it.
Sir!
Okay. In here, Walt.
Thank you very much, Sergeant.
You're very welcome.
Well, hello there, young man. Hi there, old person.
Harris? Oh, Barney, I'd like you to meet Walter Hathaway. Walt, Captain Miller.
How do you do, Captain?
Mr. Hathaway?
Now, please, call me Walt.
He insists.
And, Walt is,
Our counterfeiter.
Our counterfeiter?
Oh, that's a nasty word, counterfeiter. But I suppose there are some even more reprehensible.
Yeah, I suppose.
Barney? This was in Mr. Hathaway's room when we went in, and these are the plates for the $1 bills. Look almost perfect to me.
Well, thank you very much.
However, it was extremely suspicious when he tried to pass one of these fives.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
It's pretty good to me.
Check Abe's jacket.
Yeah. It's kind of strange, like a
leisure suit.
See, I'm afraid my eyes aren't just what they used to be. I mean, not like they were when I did the dollar plates.
And, when was that, Mr., Walt?
Now, let me see. I believe it was, 1963.
63? You mean to tell me you've been printing your own money for 16 years?
As I've needed it. Only as I've needed it.
Here you go, Harris.
Walt, you want to take a seat over here, please?
Oh, sure. I'd be glad to. I'll get married in the morning. Popping it down, the music gonna chime. Pull out the supper. Ladies and the whopper. Bring it me to the church on time. Now, let's see. Where was I? Oh, yes. It was during the Second War that I started my training in engraving, making the metal plates for military script.
Fascinating. I mean, simply fascinating.
Come on, be honest with me. It's possible you had a few drinks for lunch?
Barney! I'm on duty.
Yeah, Inspector, just take it easy, Inspector.
Yeah. You know? Maybe it was these pills that are making me a little cockney.
Pills?
White pills and green. White pills.
I don't know, but these look like tranquilizers.
No, I'm tranquil.
Sure are. Pretty full.
I think maybe I took them too close together, Barney. Barney? I don't know if I want to marry Agnes.
I know, Inspector.
It's not the marrying part, Barney. It's the Agnes part.
Maybe it just needs some more time.
No. No, it ain't her either, Barney. It's me. I gotta be careful now, you know, the old Tom, Tom, Tom. And I don't know if I can make the honeymoon one.
Sergeant, when am I gonna get out of here?
It's up to you and Mr. Lavelle. You can drop the charges against each other and get out of here. Or else we better start making arrangements for bail.
If he pays for the broken lamp, I'll forget it. That's fair, isn't it?
Fair and twice so fair. As fair as any may be.
Hey, that's...
His quote.
Right.
Yes.
This is my busy time. I didn't need that kind of aggravation.
Robert, ever since you started your own business, you come home tired. Every night.
Lisa, that's what it takes.
Well, I said, it's got to be me. I mean, maybe if I could just be a little bit prettier, a little bit more alluring, maybe it could change something.
Lisa, I'm not worth that kind of sacrifice.
Robert, you're worth any value I could ever put on you.
Hey, kid, that was beautiful.
Oh, that is marvelous. Barney?
He's asleep.
Oh, the inspector.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's just had his 2 o'clock feeding, huh?
We're in a good mood.
It's Walt. You know, Mr. Hathaway? What an absolutely mind-blowing guy he is, Barn.
Really?
I mean, he has led an utterly fascinating life.
Has he had any prior jail experiences?
Barn, does he have to go
yes,
through
Yes, he has to.
Just asking.
Captain. Dr. Boudreau and Lavelle have decided to drop charges.
Oh, finally.
I gave him your old here are your options routine.
Oh, really? Feel free to use it any time.
All right, Doc.
Oh, well, thank God. I've got a lift at 3 and a tuck at 4.
Busy hands are happy hands.
Yeah. Lavelle, I'll send you a bill for the broken lamp, okay?
If it's fair, I'll pay it.
Oh, forget it. I'll just tack it onto her nose.
Barney, I'm gonna take Walt down now for pictures and prints.
Now, don't worry about it. I'll be all right. You see, I found I couldn't live on a small disability pension from the Army, so those just helped out. Well, now I don't have to worry about it.
That's true, isn't it? Good luck to you, Mr. Hathaway.
Thank you, Captain.
You, all set, Walt?
Ready when you are, Ron.
You two can go now. Anytime you want. Take your time. Shall we go home, Lisa?
Yeah, let's.
What the hell? Let's go out and have some lunch first.
I don't care. Captain?
Well?
Thank you very much, really.
But all right. Yeah, thank you for letting me cool off. It's our job. Yeah?
Bye.
Bye now. Bye.
Yeah.
It's only skin deep, right? That's the way you guys want to be?
I decided to talk to Agnes.
It's a wise decision, Inspector. Certainly a direct and honest encounter is the healthiest of all possible actions.
Yes. I told her to meet us here at 6 o'clock.
Are you looking for a man with confidence, charisma, a man who knows how to treat a lady, a man who's a sharp-dressing, tough-talking New York City police detective with a bald head and a fat brother who has hair, a man who likes to suck lollipops, wear sunglasses indoors, and drive gas-guzzling American cars well over the speed limit and say things like,
"Kucha, kucha, cool, baby."
Then TV Land's got the man for you.
I'm yours.
Kojak, he's yours. Next, right here on TV Land.